Chapter 48. Jerk of the Hayfield. I mean that I hope you may be induced to arrange in a friendly manner for allowing Louis a period of repose and reflection here, which may tend to a gradual alteration for the better in many respects. Apostrophe, to a softening down of your ideas of the incompatibility? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Bounderby. If you put it in those terms. Apostrophe, what made you think of this? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Bounderby. I have already said, I fear Louis has not been understood. Is it asking too much, Bounderby, that you, so far her elder, should aid in trying to set her right? You have accepted a great charge of her, for better for worse, for apostrophe, Mr. Bounderby may have been annoyed by the repetition of his own words to Stephen Blackpool, but he cut the quotation short with an angry start. Come, apostrophe, apostrophe, said he, I don't want to be told about that. I know what I took her for, as well as you do. Never you mind what I took her for, that's my lookout. Apostrophe, I was merely going on to remark, Bounderby, that we may all be more or less in the wrong, not even accepting you, and that some yielding on your part, remembering the trust you have accepted, may not only be an act of true kindness, but perhaps a debt incurred towards Louis. Apostrophe, I think differently, apostrophe, blustered Bounderby. I am going to finish this business according to my own opinions. Now, I don't want to make a quarrel of it with you, Tom Gradgrind. To tell you the truth, I don't think it would be worthy of my reputation to quarrel on such a subject. As to your gentleman friend, he may take himself off wherever he likes best. If he falls in my way, I shall tell him my mind. If he don't fall in my way, I shan't, for it won't be worth my while to do it. As to your daughter, whom I made Lou Bounderby, and might have done better by leaving Lou Gradgrind, if she don't come home tomorrow, by 12 o'clock at noon, I shall understand that she prefers to stay away, and I shall send her wearing apparel, and so forth over here, and you'll take charge of her for the future. What I shall say to people in general, of the incompatibility that led to my so laying down the law, will be this. I am Josiah Bounderby, and I had my bringing up. She's the daughter of Tom Gradgrind, and she had her bringing up, and the two horses wouldn't pull together. I am pretty well known to be rather an uncommon man, I believe, and most people will understand fast enough that it must be a woman rather out of the common, also, who, in the long run, would come up to my mark. Apostrophe, let me seriously entreat you to reconsider this. Bounderby, apostrophe, urged Mr. Gradgrind, before you commit yourself to such a decision. Apostrophe, I always come to a decision, apostrophe, said Bounderby, tossing his hat on. And whatever I do at once. I should be surprised at Tom Gradgrind's addressing such a remark to Josiah Bounderby of Coketown, knowing what he knows of him, if I could be surprised by anything Tom Gradgrind did, after his making himself a party to sentimental humbug. I have given you my decision, and I have got no more to say. Good night. Apostrophe, so Mr. Bounderby went home to his townhouse to bed. At 12:05 next day, he directed Mrs. Bounderby's property to be carefully packed up and sent to Tom Gradgrind's, advertised his country retreat for sale by private contract, and resumed a bachelor life. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.